This is episode 71 of the After Gambling Podcast, and in this episode, we're going to talk about doing the work. Hey there, and welcome to the After Gambling Podcast. My name is Jamie. I'm a former problem gambler. Now I haven't gambled since July 15th of 2010, so it's been over 10 years and going strong. And today I have a topic that I'm really excited about getting into, but first I wanted to share a little bit about the origin of this, and also with that, share a new partnership that I have for the podcast that I'm really excited about. Now, as you probably know from listening to this, I love podcasts and I love audiobooks. Most of my downtime or my reading time, I do my reading on those two platforms. I mean, I don't necessarily read the books. I absolutely love audiobooks, and this is a love that's gone on for a long time. I've been a long time subscriber to Audible. I also grab audiobooks from my local library, so there's several different ways that you can grab them. But for me, Audible has been one of those things that it's just been nice, because when I can't get a book, especially some of the newer releases that I want to read, I go to Audible because they aren't at my library yet. So definitely check out both of those things. And if you're interested in Audible, this is the cool partnership I have. If you can go to audibletrial.com/aftergambling, if you do that, you get a 1 month free trial. So if you, and I think if you're a Prime member, you actually get, two free books. So otherwise you'll get one free book. And if you want, you can use that free book. The book that I'm reading right now and listening to, and this has been a long go, I downloaded it over the summer and I've kind of been working my way through. It's a very long book. But it's called First We Make the Beast Beautiful. And it's by an author named Sarah Wilson. And this book is all about anxiety. And Mark Manson, who I absolutely love, he did the kind of the foreword, or the mention on the cover is his, saying that it's the best book that he's ever found on anxiety. I completely agree with Mark on that point. It's such a deep dive. And it's definitely done through first person perspective. I mean, Sarah is somebody that, like myself and like so many people listening to this, and probably most people just in the world, like a human condition is anxiety. Like, nobody gets out of life without having anxiety or depression. And these are just parts of life, and they're part of our human DNA and our wiring that's helped us survive for all this time. But if left unchecked, they can really get out of control. And if you've listened to this podcast and you nod your head, like all the things I say about gambling, it's just like I do when I listen to other people talk about their gambling stories. That same thing has been this entire book with Sarah. And I think that's part of why I have to put it down from time to time. Because it's very deep, and it's kind of very emotional in some ways, because there are so many lines where I'm like, I could have written that word for word, not changed a single thing, and it would have been spot on and true. So definitely, if you're interested, again, that's audibletrial.com/aftergambling. If you do that, that's a way you can support the show. You can also go to aftergambling.com/support and see the other ways that you can support the show. This is something that, again, I'm getting back into podcasting, and one of the reasons is because I've let go of some of the work that I had with a contract. It's my day-to-day job. It was something that I've been encouraging them to bring some of the work that I was doing in-house, because it's just going to be better off for them. And also for me, it was just becoming a little bit too much. And a few weeks back, actually 2 weeks ago, they let me know that they had hired somebody to do that, which kind of blindsided me a little bit. But it was one of those things that, like I said, I've been asking them to do for a while, or encouraging them to do. So ultimately, like, I'm excited about it once I get over that initial shock, because it's going to give me more time and energy to devote to not only the podcast, but some of my other interests around this personal development space, and obviously the growing USA gambling market, to try to communicate and make sure that we set up something that's going to be good for the long term, good for as many people as possible in the long term. So it's a huge opportunity for me, but obviously it's a little frightening. So diving back into the podcast and looking for some ways that maybe we can do some support on the podcast to obviously help out and fill some of these gaps in as I go forward with my work. So if you can, or if you're interested in supporting the show, obviously I'd really appreciate it, but it's by no means expected or needed. I'm going to be just fine either way. But yeah, if you want, check out that book. First, We Make the Beast Beautiful, and I'll link that up in the show notes as well. It's just an incredible book on anxiety. And for anybody that's been following me on Twitter or Instagram, the other one that comes from that book is a comment on anxiety and depression, how anxiety comes from when we look forward and depression is when we look back. And I'm going to do an episode specifically on that coming up. But today I wanted to talk about a different thing that I heard in the book. And this came from Sarah was saying that she had this discussion with an author named Louise Hay. And Louise is a well-known author who wrote a book called You Can Heal Your Life. I believe it was back in the 80s, and it's been wildly popular. And she said in her discussions with Louise, they were kind of meeting up, Louise said to her, anyone who thinks they can heal without doing the work is missing the point. And I absolutely love that. And that's why, I mean, obviously I changed this podcast from Gambling Still Sucks to After Gambling. And, you know, I'm a big fit believer that, look, we have to put in the work. Like, if you want things to change in your life, we have to be part of that change and really do that hard work. It's not easy. It's difficult. There's things that we're diving into emotionally, financially, with relationships. But it's important that we don't lose sight of the fact that it's on us to actually do the work. And that's why, I mean, I definitely fall into this. And one of my pitfalls in life, and especially in my work, is that I'm really good at making plans, right? Like, you probably relate to this. I love planning and thinking and coming up with ideas. But then the reality is the day comes and it's just time to do the work. Like, it's enough planning. You can't plan your way to success. And recovery is the same way. You can plan on going to GA, but if you never go, it's not going to do anything for you. And you can plan and make these master plans on paying people back and a 5-year plan to get out of debt or a 2-year plan. Or I see people with 18-month plans on how they got out of debt. And I get it because I was there once. And as a lot of you probably know, I mean, I just now am paying off my debts. So, I mean, I was on the 10-year plan. But once I stopped kind of really getting caught up in making the plans, and I just got on programs, and it was, the plan was every month the check came out and I wrote that check for $500, and then the next month the same thing happened. So yeah, that $500 payment, that was the actual doing the work. And I mean, I made it easy on myself. I set up an automatic bill pay so I didn't even have to think about it. But that's the thing, like, my finances would never have gotten better just making plans. Actually, I had to do the work. And the same with my business. I often get caught up in the plans and like, okay, well, should I do this or should I do that? And we can over plan, but ultimately it comes down to execution. And I mean, there's some famous videos. I think this is a common thing with a lot of high achievers. I mean, Jeff Bezos, I saw the little clip on him and he said, hey, look, it's 1% ideation and 99% perspiration. And it's execution. A lot of people have great ideas, and that's the one thing that I see and I don't want you to do is I don't want you to have these great ideas about quitting gambling, but then fail to execute on that plan, because ultimately it comes down to just doing the work. So obviously go on Reddit, listen to the podcast, listen to other podcasts, try to suck in as much information, but focus on what people are doing, like not like what they're thinking about these different things, but what are they actually doing? The people that are successful, and then mimic those actions. If they're going to 2 or 3 meetings, give that a try. If they're doing online therapy, give that a try. So ultimately, I guess my goal for you and the kind of the takeaway from this one is just to really make sure that you're doing the work. It's difficult. Give yourself space. Today I'm having kind of an easy day. I'm letting myself to just kind of go through the day without any big expectations. And that's something that I really want to hit on in a future episode, but I want to kind of do it a few more days in a row to kind of see how it works out so I can better describe it. But it's not that we need to constantly be kind of on the hedonic treadmill of achieve. So give yourself permission to relax, and that can be part of a plan. I mean, some of the doing is just kind of giving yourself space, taking a deep breath every now and then. But just make sure that you keep that in line with whatever that plan is, but execute on all those other things as well. Because a lot of times I think we get caught up in going to the easy things, the things that are just kind of easier to do, and avoid the things that are more meaningful and more important. So yeah, just continue to identify what your plan is. Plans are good, but then make sure that you execute on a schedule. And I'll leave you with this last little thought. I think it was from a guy named Jose Rosado on Twitter, and he's very much in kind of the personal development space. I believe it was him, but it might have been somebody else. But either way, the comment was, don't show me your goals, show me your schedule. And that's kind of been something that's been stuck in my head. And hopefully that's a good way to kind of sum up this episode, which is, sure, the goals that you have of getting out of debt or not, or going a year without gambling. And I always caution people when they make these big long-term, I'm gonna commit to this for 90 days or 100 days or a year. It really does come back to a day at a time. And just show me your schedule. Show me what you're going to do today. And then, and more importantly, at the end of the day, show me your list of things that you got done. That's doing the work. And I promise you, if you show up and you do the work each day and you check off those boxes that need to get checked off, one, you're just going to feel a whole lot better. The anxiety, the depression is going to go away. There's something to checking things off a list, getting things accomplished that makes our lives more fulfilled and really takes off the edge that we have where we're just constantly looking backwards or looking forward. Because I think it forces us to be in the moment executing. I love that quote. Don't show me your goals, show me your calendar. So by all means, if you want to show me or let me know what you're working on, what you're doing, let's just make sure that we're not over planning, and you guys can keep me to that too. Say, hey, Jamie, stop planning, just put out some more episodes. And that's what I'm going to try and do. So if you're looking for a way to support the show, there are several different ways. You can check out aftergambling.com/support. And there's some other books that I really like on there, books that I find to really help me. And those are affiliate links. If you click on any of those, it doesn't cost you anything, but I get a small little incentive for each person that buys those books or signs up for the subscriptions. So yeah, if you want to support the show, that is the way to do it. And as always, remember, this is for informational purposes. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a therapist. I'm not an attorney. I'm not a financial planner. None of those things. I'm just a guy with a gambling problem sharing what has worked for me and what continues to work for me, just to give you some ideas so that you can apply them to your life. But by definitely seek out professional help and really get the information that's tailored to your needs. So do it. Just get that professional help. I know there's, especially online, there's some online therapy sessions that are really taking off. And I've seen a lot of people saying they used to only do therapy sessions in person, and now both therapists and individuals going to the therapist. And I think both have found that the online therapy is just a great way to do it. And so I'm excited about that because it seems like more people are getting treatment and using that platform after COVID or during COVID. So it's one of the cool things to kind of come out of this otherwise crazy time. And finally, music for the show is Something Elated by Broke for Free and is licensed under the Creative Commons license. Love that tune. That's all I got. Thanks for listening. I'll see you in the next episode.